Likutei Sichos, Chelek Yutes, Parshas Ekev, Sicha Aleph. The first pasuk in this week's Parsha, as Moshe continues to part from the nation, admonishing them for past sins, and guarding them into the future, reads, V'hoyo Ekev Tishmu'un, and if you do obey Es HaMishpotim Ha'ela, these rules, Ushmartem V'asisem Eisam, and observe them carefully, Shamar Hashem Alekech Olecha Es HaBris V'es HaChesed Asher Nishba La'Avoseicha. Hashem will carefully guard the covenant he made in an oath with your fathers. Rashi comments on the words V'hoyo Ekev Tishmu'un, and if you do obey these rules, and explains that the Torah is teaching us Im HaMitzvahis Kalois Shehaodam Dosh Ba'akevav Tishmu'un. If you obey and observe the mitzvahs, which mitzvahs? That people commonly trample, which people treat as unimportant. The source of this explanation is the Midrash Tanchuma, where the terminology is a little different. In the Midrash Tanchuma, it says that the pasuk with the word Ekev is referring to mitzvahs kalois, she'ein bnei odom mashgichin bohen, elo, shemashlichin oisan tachas ikvehen. Mitzvahs that are easier, so to speak, lighter mitzvahs, which people pay no attention to and instead cast them under their heels. When we look at the two different lashonos of the Tanchuma and Rashi, we notice that Rashi's terminology, she'adam dosh ba'akevav, which man tramples with his heel, in other words, which he scorns, is clearly associated with the word ekev. One tramples something with one's heel, but the terminology in the Midrash that the mitzvahs are thrust beneath their heels doesn't suit the word ekev quite as well. Casting a mitzvah aside, in other words, not observing a mitzvah, isn't associated necessarily to one's heels or as beneath one's heels. Failure to observe a mitzvah is to cast the mitzvah aside completely, not only beneath one's heel, as the Midrash describes one's relationship with a mitzvah. That these are mitzvahs, the Midrash says, that someone is not mashgichin olav properly. Not that he doesn't do them, but that he doesn't guard them properly. Now further on, in the Midrash Tanchuma, he quotes David HaMelech, who writes in Tehillim, in Perek Memtes, Lama Ira B'Yameira, what should I fear in days of misfortune, in bad days? Avoin Akeva Yesuveni, I fear the sins of mitzvahs that I trod with my heels, those surround me. The Midrash explains that David HaMelech says, Eini misyore min mitzvahs achamureis b'Torah, I'm not afraid of the weighty commandments which are in Torah, because they're weighty, but I'm fearful of the mitzvahs kalis, the easier mitzvahs, lest I have transgressed one of them, not knowing whether I have or have not fulfilled it, because it's a mitzvah kala. And you, Hashem, have said, says David HaMelech, Hevei zohir b'mitzvah kala ki b'mitzvah chamura, be as mindful of the light commandments as of the weighty commandments. But David HaMelech surely was equally careful with the mitzvahs kalois as with all the other mitzvahs. In fact, David HaMelech himself says in Tehillim, Perek Yutes, chapter 19, and the Midrash quotes, Gam avdecha nizhar bahem, I, your servant, was careful with them. Bishamram ekev rov, in guarding them, there is great reward, a reference to the mitzvahs kalois. So David HaMelech knew he was careful with the mitzvahs kalois. Then why say, Ani misyorei min ha-mitzvahs kalois? I'm fearful of having transgressed the lighter mitzvahs. We understand this as follows. When the Midrash says that there are those who are not careful with mitzvahs kalois, but cast them under their heels, the intention is not that the mitzvahs are not performed at all. This is not a reference to those who disdain the mitzvahs and, so to speak, step on them. Rather, to those who concur that these mitzvahs, kalos, are important to fulfill, and they do fulfill them, but these mitzvahs can be fulfilled later, after the more serious mitzvahs are fulfilled properly. The head, so to speak, has to come first, all the big mitzvahs, and is only then followed by that which is near the head, near the mitzvah's chief in weightiness. Then the heels, so to speak, can follow, and even lower on this totem pole of mitzvah observance are the hidurim, the way a Jew beautifies a mitzvah, going beyond the immediate letter of the halacha, and so on. So all the big mitzvahs, knowing how to keep them, comes first, and then you can add the hidurim, the additions, so to speak. This individual claims that you can't start at the heel, you can't start with the bottom, that there needs to be order, and the order must begin with the very important things. And until those very important things are not completed, you can't even consider the things that are beyond the letter of the law, or the milu de chasidusa, the things only holier people, ki'ilu, do, who are very advanced in their observance. It's like if you came to a Jew like that, who thinks order in Judaism is the way to conduct oneself, and demanded that he have Avos Yisrael for someone he has never received any benefit from, or perhaps has never even met. And he says, how can you expect that level of Avos Yisrael when I'm nowhere near there, nowhere near the kameicha part, the loving another as yourself, even with Jews I do know who have done me a kindness? Not that I, God forbid, return kindness with evil, of course, but really, what kind of expectation is that of me considering where I am currently holding in my Judaism? Or, like the individual who says, why are you demanding of me to keep the Shiurim of Chitas every day? Every day, Parsha Chumash, the section of Chumash with Rashi, every day Tehillim, and the daily Shiur in Tanya. What about the fact that my davening is still not as it should be? His argument is that while, of course, all of this has to be done, he isn't at that level yet, and he needs to do things in an orderly and logical way. He needs to spend some time until the actions will become habit, doing the essential things that are written in Shulchan Aruch, what was established by the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, the men of the Great Assembly in ancient times, and then after a while he will add the additions of the Ramah and the Achroinim, the latter stage sages, the contemporary sages, and then, only then, can he begin to take on things that are beyond the letter of the law, or Hasidic custom and behavior. He writes nothing off, but he thinks that everything should have a logical order. Once, says the Rebbe, I spoke with someone about keeping Avos Yisrael in a big way, beyond the letter of the law. And his response was, this isn't the orderly way to do things. And he even had a ready parable for his position. It's like you're suggesting that I walk in the street with no shoes, no shirt, but wearing a tie. How illogical is that? Now, indeed, according to logic, even Torah logic, there is really room for an argument to do things in a progressively orderly fashion. Order is important, but our divine service must begin on a foundation of faith, emunah, and Kabbalah soul, accepting the yoke of heaven, doing God's will, not because you understand it or it makes sense to you. And that foundation of faith and acceptance of Hashem's will goes beyond doing the mitzvah into being careful to do a lesser mitzvah as you would in doing a primary mitzvah. That zehirus, that act of being careful to do so, is with a passion and enthusiasm in this, so to speak, lesser mitzvah. What is a mitzvah, after all? The word mitzvah is rooted in the same word that is the word safsa, safsa v'chibur, bonding and connection. Through a mitzvah, we are tied to essential godliness. And that's equally true for all mitzvahs alike. no matter the type of mitzvah, minor or small, or a, so to speak, greater mitzvah, head or heel. So there really is no room here to start calculating some sort of older or hierarchy between head and heel, whether this is a mitzvah established and revealed by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, the men of the Great Assembly of ancient times, or by a contemporary sage of latter generations. The bond with God through the mitzvah is the same no matter. So where does this calculation come from? And why do these calculations even sound good and seem to make sense? They sound like good sound logic. They come from the Yetzer Hara, who is nothing short of a craftsman in his work. The Kluginke, the clever one, as the Friedrich Rebbe would refer to the Yetzer Hara, which offers up all kinds of rational sounding reasons for some sort of order in mitzvah observance. But the condition upon which we accepted the Torah in Yiddishkeit was Na'ase, we will do before Nishma, before we will hear and understand. And that, in fact, negates order. The Navi Yeshaya says, Mi Iver Ki'im Avdi, Avdi, my servant, God's servant, the prophet, will be called Iver, blind, for serving Hashem without logic or order. If one, like a Navi, comes and says we have to serve God with the orderliness of a servant serving his master with faith in Kabbalah soul, not the orderliness of logic, he will be told that that's like a blind man walking. Logic dictates that there needs to be the order of logic first, and well, then we'll see. If logic will dictate that ultimately logic isn't sufficient, then we'll employ faith. But to start with faith? What blindness? The Friedrich Rebbe related that when his children were young, a melamed was hired to teach them. The melamed had a philosophy that children shouldn't be taught the mystical stuff in Torah, the miracles that were beyond logic. These events were for a grown-up mind that had already developed its logical side and could now absorb the miraculous. But teaching this to children would only spook their young minds, so best to teach only the seichelic, logical aspects of Torah. When the Rebbe Rashab got wind of this philosophy of the Melamed, he was summarily dismissed. It's specifically and intentionally with faith and Kabbalah's Ol that we must begin, and not with logic. In fact, those things that we understand in Torah too must be done with Kabbalah's Ol. The education of children, too, must begin with stories of miracles, stories that are beyond logic, thereby planting the seeds of faith. All arguments contrary that one must begin with logic come from the Yetzer Hara, the old foolish king, as it is referred to in Kehelis. Now we can go back to what David HaMelech says, Lama ira b'yameira avoin akeva yisuvini. His fear was about the Avon Akevei, the lesser mitzvah, so to speak. David knew he kept all mitzvahs, but he was concerned if he kept the mitzvahs kalos with a lesser measure of enthusiasm and care. If just knowing that there were greater and, so to speak, lesser, rosh and akev affected his performance. Now, David says, particularly when does this worry arise? Not for him necessarily, but for all, b'yameira, in bad days. Bad days really means just your average common day in the life of a Jew. The Jewish nation is like a single sheep surrounded by 70 salivating wolves. Never a good situation. So how do we survive this from generation to generation, outliving our enemies and continuing on in a manner that is beyond nature and seichel, beyond logic, by Hashem's hand? Even Parnassa in exile is from a source beyond seichel and beyond nature. So calculating what is from heaven and what is logical and living that way in this logic-limited manner can only cause heaven forfend for God to indeed respond in limited measure, where his days, which to live as a Jew requires miracles, become, bad forbid, God forbid, yameira, not good days. But the one who doesn't make these calculations, who depends solely on his connection with God, and who is concerned only with a bond with Atzmus, with the very essence of God, and no matter what mitzvah he does, it's with the same self-sacrifice, the same passion and energy, like a servant and a son to Hashem, then Hashem responds in kind, and he need not fear anything, because he's ultimately bound up with essence, and Hashem rules everything, nature in totality, and Hashem provides, like a shepherd provides for even a single sheep. As David HaMelech attests, Hashem is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Bin ois desha yarbitzeni al mei menuchesi nahaleni. He causes me to rest in green pastures and leads me beside still waters, providing children, health, parnasa in abundance to each and every Jew. And it will become, as it says in the parsha, Vahoya, Ekev Tishmun, Vahoya, and it will indeed be so that you will follow the lesser mitzvahs with this enthusiasm. The word Vahoya here, used as a word that denotes joy, it will be so. You will perform the mitzvahs. Hear these mitzvahs as you hear the others, the Ekev, just like the Rosh. And for this, V'shamar Hashem Elokecha L'cha Es HaBris, Hashem will guard his covenant, all good blessings that the Pasuk calculates, V'ahavta U'V'erachecha V'hirbecha, Hashem will love you and bless you and multiply you. He will bless the fruit of your womb, Privitnecha, and the fruit of your soil, Pri'admasecha, and so on. And you shall be blessed above all nations. May it be soon mamash, al ha'adam asher nishba laviseha lesaslach, in the land which Hashem swore to our forefathers to give to us.